Tiger Country 104.5 is WAUE HD2 Waverly and W283DQ Auburn Opelika.
Tiger Country 104.5.
The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
Live inside William J. and Evelyn B. Sanford Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. It's almost time for some high school basketball, starting with the varsity girls. A very hot start inside Lee Scott Academy. A dominating win by the JV boys with a running clock for the entire second half and I believe a majority of the second quarter as well. So a bit of a hot start here. We'll get those starters and everything pregame for you with the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip off. It'll kind of be a tip off as well as a first quarter as well, as we are just about underway between Lee Scott Academy and the Generals of Horseshoe Bend. Hello, everybody. Christian Griffin here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, bringing you all of tonight's action. Again, varsity girls are about to tip off. That will be followed by the varsity boys on deck. The Warriors in their home whites tipping, and we'll be going from left to right. The Generals in their all reds going right to left. From where we see it, the Generals win the tip and immediately begin going the other way. Stolen by Riley Fields and almost tipped away. Now it is stolen away. The right wing three by the Generals is no good. Pulled down by Clark Ivett, this leading scorer on this varsity squad. Again, it's Clark Ivett getting the start at point guard as she works it around the left side. Now stands in the corner with Camden Cleveland, but she traveled before she was able to get there. So Clark Ivett, Riley Fields, Stella Henderson, Camden Cleveland, and Sydney Dunlap get the start for the Warriors. Going the other way, it'll be a foul on the Warriors, I believe. It was on Clark Ivett on a trip, so it'll be a baseline underneath going on the left side. The inbound pass, the right-handed layup is up, and it is good. 7:30 to play here in the first quarter. Generals with a chance to the free throw line to complete an old-fashioned three-point play. A reminder, the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip-off is brought to you by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. The free throw is up, and it is good. So the Generals with a three-point lead early. They're going to show a full-court press. It gets across half-court, but right in no-man's land. Henderson able to give it off to Clark Ivan. She slows things down right around the logo to set the offense. Kicks it to the left wing. Now to the far corner. Gets cut off at the short corner. Does Camden Cleveland back to her now. She gets tripped up. No call. Dives on the floor for it. Able to kick it out to Clark Ivan, who now stands at the top of the key. Kicks it to the far corner. A pump fake from Sydney Dunlap now at the free throw line. Kicks it to the far corner. That three-pointer is off the arc. No good from Stella Henderson, and the Generals are going the other way. And they're going to call a reach in. No, it'll be a travel. Good call by the referee on the far side. We're now going the other way. 6:48 and a hot start here inside Sanford Gymnasium. But wherever you're tuned in from, thank you for tuning in and for your support all season long of Lee Scott Academy Athletics. Dunlap gets down to the right elbow, almost travels, but gets it stolen away. Now going the other way. Generals, a layup on the right block is no good. Rebounded by Camden Cleveland. She kicks it out to her point guard, Ivett, and they're now going the other way. Ivett almost loses control of it. Could have been called for a carry. Now kicks it to the far corner. That three-pointer's up, and it is too strong. by the Warriors, and another cheap hand check foul right around half court. It'll be Generals basketball on the inbound right around half court. The biggest key to the game tonight for the Warriors, taking care of the basketball. Had a lot of turnovers there last time out. The Warriors sitting at 1-1 on the season. The 8-foot floater is nothing but air, and that bounces out of bounds. Warriors will take over. But a bunch of turnovers there last time here on this home floor against Lochipoca. We're unable to take advantage and come out with the win. That 8-foot jump shot hits every part of the rim from Sydney Dunlap. The offensive rebound is fought for and goes out of bounds. It'll stay here with the Warriors. Ivett will inbound it, kick it out to the corner, now to the wing. Now back to Ivett, fakes the pump fake, now gets in, jump stop. That two-pointer is off the arc and no good. And that time the referee on the offensive rebound says we're going the other way. But the keys to the game tonight are brought to you by Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. You can call on them in your time of need. 3-0, now 5-0 with the left-handed layup. Number 23 for the Generals has all 5 points here early in the contest. 5.5 to play, just underway in the first quarter of the varsity girls game between the Lee Scott Academy and the Generals of Horseshoe Bend. Ivan kicks it to the far corner. Stella Henderson walked with it. And again, those starting lineups again. Ivett, Dunlap, Henderson, Cleveland, and Fields. Those are brought to you by the Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. You can see all of their upcoming events at gougecenter.auburn.edu. Warriors showing that full court press, but the Generals break and get a right-handed layup blocked by Clark Ivett. And the lady who fielded, or who shot the rebound, came down with it, and it bounced off her shoulder. So the Warriors will take over. Clark Ivett, the leading scorer, the leading rebounder, and the leading assist maker on this Lee Scott Academy team, gets credit with the block. She spins right at the top of the key, kicks it to the corner. The three-pointer is up, and it is good. Sydney Dunlap capitalizes on the Clark Ivett assist, and the Warriors are on the board. Warriors, with their full court pressure, try to cut it off at the far corner. They do, and they're going to say a foul. Oh, wow. Either that or they didn't point to the official, or to the stand, rather, so I believe it's just going to be knocked out of bounds from Ivett. 5-3, your score, 4:56. That one inbounded and knocked away once again by the Warriors. 5-3, your score here early. Sydney Dunlap, the one capitalizing on the corner three for the Warriors. Close to a 5-second, but it does get inbounded. And then a jump ball forced by Camden Cleveland on the inbound, and the Warriors will take over, the arrow pointing the other way. 4:55 remaining in the first quarter here at Samford Gymnasium between Lee Scott and Horseshoe Bend. Ivett kicks it, right wing three once again from Dunlap, unable to connect off the front iron. Offensive rebound by Camden Cleveland, and she gets the ball, tried to get stolen away from her, but instead will get called for a foul, a late whistle, but a correct whistle. Inbounds from Ivett. They swing it around the perimeter. Ivett now with a lone corner three is up, and it is too strong. Rebound by the Warriors right around the left block, and they're going to go quick in transition all the way to the three-point line, stolen by Riley Fields on the inbound pass. The Warriors get across half court and look to slow things down a little bit, but they're going to get another reach-in foul by the Generals. That's their third foul early here in the first quarter. Warriors found a majority of their points at the free throw line in their loss against Lochipoca. Warriors would love to find a way to get some high-quality offense established, especially here early. Ball swinging around the perimeter. Camden Cleveland standing on the right wing, couldn't find anywhere to go, thought she had a teammate open, but instead drug her pivot foot and gets called for the travel. Just over 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Should have been a backcourt violation, but wasn't called. 5-3, Horseshoe Bend out in front of Lee Scott Academy. The elbow jumper is too strong, ripped down by Camden Cleveland. Clark Ivett takes it the other way, stops right at the three-point line, and they look to set things up. Kicks it to the far corner. Camden Cleveland once again, and another reach-in foul by the Generals. One General will sub out, one will sub in with 3:41 remaining in the first quarter. Warriors trailing by a bucket. Clark Ivett, corner three off the pass from Dunlap is no good. The offensive rebound is fought for, but Riley Fields, the referee saying that it will go off of her hands last, so that will be Generals basketball right around the R in Warriors on the inbound. Warriors still using that full court pressure. Almost a steal, almost a second steal, and that will be kicked by the Generals. Should be Warrior basketball, and it is. Lee Scott taking advantage on the defensive end. We talked about the turnovers that they had on offense. They forced a lot of turnovers as well. Forced another one here, looking to capitalize on the offensive end. One thing with Lee Scott is they've been forced, especially playing a man or even a zone, which is what the Generals are somewhat using right now. It looks like a 2-3 matchup zone, but the Warriors are having to start their offense way out past the three-point line. Clark Ivett kicks it out to the corner. And Sutton Lewis, who just checked into the game, turns it over. Good defense on her end, though. On the layup, it's no good. Fielded by Camden Cleveland off of a bounce. We're going the other way. 2:45 remaining here in the first quarter. Ivett gets to the free throw line and tries to go up with a layup, but is unable to. They're going to call a jump ball, and the arrow is in favor of the Generals. We talked about it. Lee Scott's having to start their offense around the volleyball line against Lochipoca, and again here tonight, trying to get something established on their end. They're going to say that that inbounds pass was fought for and was wrestled and tipped off of the foot of the General, so it will be Warrior basketball in the short corner right up against us here in the stands. 2:37 remaining in the first quarter. Warriors trailing 5-3 in a low-scoring defensive battle against the Horseshoe Bend Generals right around the Alex City area. Warriors working the ball around the perimeter, give it back to Clark Ivett, and it sets up the offense right on the A in LSA at center court. Kicks it to the left wing. Pump fake, thought about the three, did Cleveland, or did Lewis rather, but turned it over once again on her end. Gets the steal herself, but is unable to corral it on the far end and will just run out of bounds with the basketball. Rather smart right there by Lewis, because if you're trying to save it under the opponent's basket, you're possibly giving them a free layup. The 8-foot jumper is up and no good. Camden Cleveland ripped down another rebound for the Warriors. 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Ivett with a pump fake, now going left, has a wide open layup, and the righty layup off the left side is up, and it is good. So the leading scorer for this Lee Scott Academy team gets her first 2 points of the evening, and Ivett ties the game at 5. Generals break the press this time with ease, but instead can't find a general. They end up throwing it and fielded it in the corner. And a wild layup, but will get benefited with the shooting foul. It's number 23 once again for the Generals. Apologies. We were unable to get names to go with numbers. The scores table, unfortunately, doesn't have them either. They only have the numbers. So I only have the names. They only have the numbers. Not a formula for success, but number 23 for the Generals has all 5 points. First free throw clangs off the front iron and falls to the hardwood. 1:38 remaining in the first quarter. Christian Griffin here bringing you all of tonight's action inside of Samford Gymnasium. Second free throw is up and no good, but the Generals get the offensive rebound and the layup is good. So the Warriors now trail 7-5, a minute and a half to play here in the first quarter. They try and get Riley Fields down in the low post. She's able to kick it back out. Ball swinging around the perimeter. Clark Ivett once again gets to the right elbow, but has to pick up her dribble. Luckily, Henderson was there. Camden Cleveland layup is no good. Gets her own putback That one is no good once again. Riley Fields fighting for it. She puts it up and no good. Fields gets it once again. And now the Warriors will slow everything down. Clark Ivett with a pump fake. Tries to get to the right elbow, but she traveled before dribbling. Warriors 3 or 4 offensive rebounds in that sole possession, but unable to put any points on the board. Still trail 7-5 with 56.8 remaining in the first quarter. Generals break the press and get the ball down to the left wing. They then kick it back out, and they will slow things down to set up their offense. Kick it to the corner, now trying to get position on the right block. Number 10 slows things down, kicks it back out to number 23. Her left wing three barely graces the front of the rim. Fielded by Riley Fields, but turns it over immediately. The layup is no good. Offensive rebound by the Generals. Standing in the paint, should be a 3 seconds, but is not called. And the Generals kick it back to their point guard. Now a little give and go. Really nice, but the layup is too strong. And the Warriors and Clark Ivitz will get the rebounds and an immediate foul 75 feet from the Warrior basket. And that is the fourth foul for the Generals. So, I mean, I guess if they're able to get another foul in these 22.5, they'll shoot free throws. But right now, Lee Scott trailing Horseshoe Bend 7-5 as we're under 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Ball swinging around the perimeter, hits Dunlap. Now Ivett in the corner, thought about the three, didn't take it, kicks it to Stella Henderson. She sits at the top of the key, and there it is. She does force a tie-up and a foul right around the free throw line, and with that being the fifth foul, Stella Henderson will have an opportunity to get her first points of the evening, and with two free throws, try and tie this one up with 6.6 remaining in the first quarter. First free throw was up, and it is short. Second free throw is up. That one's short as well. Defensive rebound with the Generals is 3, 2 seconds, 1 second. They're not even going to get a shot up, trying to dribble the ball the length of the floor. But that will do it for a fast-paced first quarter here at Samford Gymnasium. Warriors trail 7-5 through 1 to Horseshoe Bend. Don't go anywhere. Second quarter when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Through one here at William J. and Evelyn B. Samford Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Warriors in the varsity girls game trail 7-5 through the first 8 minutes of play. A very defensive battle so far. The 5 points, a Clark Ivitz layup and a Sydney Dunlap three. The 5 points for the Warriors. Lee Scott still going left to right on your radio dialer as we face it here in the gym. Camden Cleveland gets her layup blocked, and the Generals, rather, quick to go the other way. That layup up and no good. Cleveland with another rebound. Outlets it to Clark Ivett. They have numbers if they want to use it, but they do not. They set things up in the half court. Ivett tries to break down her defender, goes right, kicks it to the corner. Now back out to the right wing. All the way out of the volleyball line is Camden Cleveland. Works her way into the paint, tries to kick it to the corner, but Clark Ivett was beginning to make her way to the right wing, and she throws that one into the first row. So turnover for the Warriors going the other way. Generals leading 7-5 just underway here in the second quarter of the varsity girls game. I'm Christian Griffin bringing you all of tonight's action on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Wherever you're tuned in from, thank you for tuning in and for your support all season long of Lee Scott Academy Athletics. The inbound pass almost thrown away. And they will say after a step or two that it was stepped on the baseline, did number four. So back-to-back turnovers by either squad. The Warriors and Clark Ivett bring the ball up to the half court. 7 minutes even to play here in the second quarter. Working around the perimeter, almost a travel, and will be called. Taking too many steps, did Stella Henderson. Inbound pass stolen by the Warriors. Camden Cleveland, right layup is up, and it is no good. Offensive rebound goes to Clark Ivett. That hits every single part of the rim and bounces out. It will remain with the Warriors, but man, we talked about it a little bit a couple of nights ago on Friday night against Horseshoe, or against Lochapoca, rather. Feels like the Warriors need to start bribing these rims inside a Samford gymnasium to buy a bucket. Ivett tries to work her way to the baseline, but picked up her pivot foot before dribbling, and she traveled. Six possessions so far, or seven rather, and six turnovers between these two squads here early in the second quarter. Generals break the press along the left side, try and throw it down to the short corner right around the block, but it's off the hands and over the head of a general. So now seven turnovers in eight possessions to get things going in the second quarter. Riley Fields will take a break. Maggie Herndon. No, I'm sorry. It is Lucy Zellner that will sub in for the senior. Zellner played really well a couple of nights ago. Had a lot of rebounds using her size. They kick it to the short corner. Camden Cleveland layup is up, and it is short. Zellner with the offensive putback. Her layup is too strong. Rebound is fought for, and a jump ball possession arrow points towards the Generals. Point-blank layups, just unable to fall for these Lee Scott Academy ladies. Still trail 7-5. 10 minutes into play here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Press gets broken by the Generals. A two-on-one, but a turnover. Clark Ivett steps in with the steal, and now she has numbers if she decides to use it. Takes it herself, the Euro step, now kicks it to Zellner right around the left block, and it goes off of her hands, or off of her elbow rather, and is picked up right around the far corner. Three ball by Camden Cleveland is up, and it is short. Rebound fielded around the right block. Generals now using a little bit of tempo. That short corner 12-foot jump shot is up, and it is good. Generals now lead 9-5, 5.5 to play here in the second quarter. Warriors working things around the far side, now kick it to Ivett. Nice save to keep things from going out of bounds. Good screen from Zellner as Ivett began to work her way to the right block, and they're going to get a reach-in foul on the Generals. So Clark Ivett will take it out right around the O in the baseline. She'll use her escape buddy right around the volleyball line and kick it all the way out. Camden Cleveland gets double teamed in between the corner and the wing and tried to use that pivot foot but stepped out of bounds. So another turnover for the Warriors, and we're going the other way. And now on the inbounds pass, some confusion about the call, but they're going to not call a foul and will say that the lady stepped on the inline trying to receive the basketball. So now it's going Warriors' way. And now that is stolen away, almost stolen back away from Clark Ivett. And she actually threw it off of a defender, so it is going the other way. So now double-digit turnovers between these two teams. Only 2 points scored. Sydney Dunlap tried to change that, but her three from the right wing is too strong. And a jump ball wrap up with Camden Cleveland. And the arrow will still point the way of the Warriors. Sutton Lewis will check in and give Stella Henderson a bit of a breather. Ivett throws it to the right wing, now standing with Lewis at the top of the key, all the way down right around the half-court line. She throws it away, a two-on-one fast break. Layup it for the Generals is up, and it is good. Warriors, a couple live ball turnovers, shooting themselves in the foot, trailing by six now. A running floater from Clark Ivett is too strong. Zellner with the rebound, no good. Offensive putback from Sutton Lewis is no good, but she gets hacked going on the way up, and she will shoot two for the Warriors. 4:19 to play here in the second quarter. First free throw is up, and she knocks it down. A reminder that tonight's game is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. Second free throw is up, and it is good. So Sutton Lewis gives the Warriors points number 6 and 7, gets a steal herself, and then throws it right back away, and then they throw it right back away. So Lewis with a steal, a turnover, then another steal. And we're now going back the way of the Warriors with Clark Ivett. 4 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Working around the perimeter. Corner three is good from Sydney Dunlap. Her second triple of the evening. And the Warriors are within a point with 3.5 to play. And the Warriors now with a full court pressure force a travel by the Generals. Lee Scott, with that change of possession, will take a full timeout. We'll step aside as well. 11-10, the Horseshoe Bend Generals lead the Lee Scott Warriors, but Lee Scott with a little bit of a run here in the second quarter. We'll be back with the final 3:47 when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's Glue Guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Warriors inbounding under their own basket. Kick it to Clark Ivett. She's got a right wing thing. She buries it. Warriors with a big time scoring drought and now back to back triples. And just like that, the Warriors on their home hardwood have a 13-11 lead with 3:27 remaining. Lucy Zellner now gets a block and the Warriors go out in transition. They kick it to Camden Cleveland. She works her way along the left side, but then loses it out of bounds. Did it get poked out of bounds, or did she lose it herself? They'll say that it did get poked out, so it will remain with the Warriors, who now lead 13-11. Back-to-back triples, Clark Ivett and Sydney Dunlap. And now a travel from Cleveland, trying to work her way into the paint. Inbound pass. Cleveland, long arm, swat it back into the first row. So they'll do it again with 3:08 to play here in the second quarter. Lee Scott leading Horseshoe Bend 13-11. 3 minutes remaining in the second quarter. They break the trap. The left-handed layup is no good. Rebounded by the Warriors. The smallest player on the floor, Sydney Dunlap, gets the rebound. Clark Ivett tries to work her way along the right side. It gets poked out from under her and flies out of bounds. It'll be Warriors inbounds on the left side of their own basket. 2:53 remaining in the second quarter. Ivett slaps the ball with her right hand. They try to work it around the perimeter. Camden Cleveland now does kick it to the left wing. Now back to the top of the key. Now back to Ivett. Pump fake. Has a lane down the left side. Her right-handed layup from the left side is up, and it is good. Ivett now with 5 points on the evening. And the Warriors force another bad pass on the full court pressure. Warriors leading 15-11. Halfway, 2:33 remaining in the second quarter. The right wing three from Camden Cleveland is too strong. Lewis, the offensive rebound. Her putback is no good. And now a wrestle for it right under the rim. They will call a jump ball. And the possession arrow points towards the Generals. 2:22 remaining before halftime of the varsity girls game. Lee Scott leading the Generals of Horseshoe Bend right around the Alex City area, 15-11. Generals break the press and have numbers once again. The elbow jump shot is blocked by Clark Ivett from behind. And they're going to say that the offensive rebounder for the Generals stepped on the baseline. So we're going the other way. Warriors, for what felt like forever, could not buy a basket. But Clark Ivett, Sidney Dunlap, and Sutton Lewis have turned that around here in the second quarter. But another walk by the Warriors gives it right back to the Generals. Warriors try to double the inbound pass, but instead the Generals break it with ease. And now set up their offense. The right wing three for the Generals is too strong. Offensive rebound. Putback is no good. Ripped down by Camden Cleveland. Should be a foul, and it will be all the way on the opposite end of the basket. And you can see the head coach for the Generals shaking his head with a little bit of frustration, knowing that it's a frustration foul after missing an easy putback. 1:49 remaining in the second quarter. Warriors with a 15-11 advantage. Ivett kicks it over to the left wing. Now they work it all the way back to Ivett. Her elbow jumper off the glass is too strong. Rebound by the Generals. And they have a 2-on-2 fast break with Ivett, the lone man. She gets a block, her third of the evening. And we're quickly going the other way. Outlets it to Ivett. And she will slow things down right around the volleyball line. A spin down to get to the elbow. Now kicks it to the left wing in Lewis. Now to the corner in Cleveland. Tries to work her way. Baseline has nobody there. She now kicks it to Sydney Dunlap. Her triple is off the front of the rim. No good. Great ball movement by the Warriors. Just unfortunately couldn't get that one to go. Ivett, another block. And she steps on the inbound trying to save it. Oh, my goodness. Clark Ivett doing everything she can for the Warriors tonight. Has 7 points herself. Picked up her fourth block on that fast break layup. 1 minute even to play here in the first half. Warriors fall asleep on the inbound and allow an easy right-handed layup by the Generals to cut the lead to two. Sydney Dunlap tries a quick three, but it's too strong. Rebounded by the Generals. A three-on-one fast break. Ivett, another block. Clark Ivett. I fist pumped and almost knocked my table over up here. Scoreboard says 15-14. Should be 15-13, I believe. Because it was 15-11. There we go. They got it up fixed. Shout out to Miss Corey Harrison, who must have heard me from all the way up here. 40.9 remaining in the second quarter. Warriors with a 15-13 advantage. The inbound layup is no good. Too strong. Ripped down by the Warriors in Lucy Zellner. Ivett now stands at the top of the key. Tries to set up the offense. Kicks it to Dunlap on the wing. Now to Lewis in the corner. She dribbles it back up. And the ball was tipped. Otherwise, it would have been a backcourt violation. Clark Ivett now fields it all the way down by her three-point line and drives all the way. Tries to go baseline. Now kicks it to the corner, the short corner. The 12-foot jumper from Lewis is no good. Offensive rebound, Cleveland, and she gets tripped going to the basket with 7.9 remaining on the clock. A fast-paced first half here of the varsity girls game in Samford Gymnasium. 7.9. Ivett kicks it to the wing. And Cleveland now to the top of the key. And Sutton Lewis. Ivett now with a jump stop. Nothing but net as the time expires. The 8-foot floater from Clark Ivett is cash. And the Warriors, after trailing all of the first quarter and a majority of the second, lead 17-13 through 16 minutes of play. We'll welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. When we come back, you're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
Warriors end the first half on an 8-2 run, and they lead the Generals of Horseshoe Bend 17-13 as we welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them on the web at theorthoclinic.com. Hello, everybody. Christian Griffin here, bringing you all of tonight's action on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Once again, as the varsity girls of Lee Scott Academy lead the girls of Horseshoe Bend 17-13. Through 16 minutes of play. A reminder, don't go anywhere. Following the conclusion of tonight's varsity girls game, the varsity boys will be right up on deck. They're actually warming up on the court right here in front of us. That'll get going about 10 minutes following the conclusion of hopefully the Warriors' second win of Coach Corey Harrison's young season. Let's take a look at some of the halftime stats that are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Clark Ivett leads the way with the points column, but it's more the defensive column that you could really look at. Four blocks for Ivett. Again, the freshman led the team in a lot of stats and played a lot of minutes as an eighth grader last year, has taken a big step already, kind of being the leader of this Lee Scott Academy team. She leads the team in points, rebounds, and assists. So the offense really, really runs through her, again, with four blocks, but also leads the team with 9 points. Had seven in the second quarter, had a big three in there. Sydney Dunlap also has two big threes. She has six. Those two hit some big threes to spark that 8-2 run to end the first half. And Sutton Lewis knocked down two big free throws in there as well, as the Warriors lead 17-13 at the halftime break. Those halftime stats once again brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olean Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office of the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. About 5 minutes till we tip off with the third quarter. We'll take one more break here, come back, talk about what the Warriors need to do to come away with their second win of the season. Don't go anywhere. Lee Scott Academy basketball continues on the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report when we come back on Tiger Country 104.5.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
The Warriors of Lee Scott Academy lead the Generals of Horseshoe Bend 17-13 through 16 minutes of play. Hello, everybody. Christian Griffin here, welcoming you back into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. And as always, you can find them on the web at theorthoclinic.com. Again, I mentioned 17-13, the Warriors lead in a very defensive turnover-strung battle. Warriors have turned it over quite a bit, but have done their job as they have all season, forcing turnovers as well. The full court pressure by Lee Scott has really been the difference maker of this game defensively, creating a lot of new offensive opportunities off of those turnovers. And going back to Friday night against Lochapoka, Lee Scott forced a bunch of turnovers, but they all felt like they were dead ball turnovers. The Warriors couldn't necessarily get out and run. The Warriors have done a nice job forcing some live ball turnovers, getting some steals and some blocks, and getting out in transition, allowing some baskets, and getting some fouls, getting to the free throw line as well. I think one of the biggest keys to the second half when you're looking at this Warriors squad is continuing to work your offense inside out. The Warriors have been forced to keep their offense really around the perimeter, and if not even further than that, beginning their offense, as I've mentioned throughout the evening and throughout a majority of the broadcasts, that they seem to start their offense around the free throw, or the volleyball line rather, right around the logo, because the defensive pressure has been extended so far. And this Lee Scott team, they want to shoot the three but they can't necessarily get a bunch of them to fall when you're just passing around the perimeter. But instead, like these last 2 or 3 minutes of the second quarter, we saw the ball got a paint touch and was kicked out to the corner or kicked out to the wing, or a one more pass from this Warrior team created some open threes. The Warriors do have 3 triples tonight, and again, had 2 of them in that 8-2 run to end the second quarter to give the Warriors that 17-13 lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds for the tip-off and the start of the third quarter on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Mountain High Outfitters on Tiger Country 104.5.
Tiger Country 104.5, the home of the Lee Scott Academy Warriors all season long, and happy that you've joined us for the ride here this evening. Warriors lead 17-13 through 16 minutes of play, and we're getting underway here with the start of the third quarter. Ivy gets the ball right around the low block, but trips herself up and will back things up. Now has a right-footed floater right around the interior volleyball line, and she gets that one to go. Very similar to how she ended the second half, and the Warriors almost force another turnover on the full court pressure. They will say they forced a turnover. A crowd of generals who made the trip did not agree, to be completely honest with you. I did not see it. I was writing 2 more down under Clark Ivett's name. But with 7:25 remaining in the third quarter, that one's knocked away and will be fielded, or will be thrown in the short corner by the Warriors. Warriors with a 6-point lead over the Generals of Horseshoe Bend. And a reminder that the second half tip-off is brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, as Camden Cleveland tries to drive her way. Baseline gets cut off and the ball swings around the perimeter. Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. A steal by the Generals, but gets poked away from behind. It was Stella Henderson. Clark Ivett comes away with it, and she'll slow things down. You can visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street across from the Auburn University campus. 6:53 to play here in the third quarter. Ball thrown around like a pinball. They called a backcourt violation, but it was tipped by one of the Generals in the near court, so it shouldn't have been, but no argument from any Warriors. So with 6:47 to play, the Generals will inbound in their own half court, and she fields it out of bounds, so it'll be another turnover going right back to Lee Scott Academy. Warriors lead 19-13. A minute and a half gone by here in this third quarter, and a hand check foul with Clark Ivett trying to dribble her way along the far sideline. Wherever you're tuned in from, thank you for tuning in and for your support of Lee Scott Academy basketball all season long here on the home of Lee Scott Academy, Tiger Country 104.5. Ball moving around once again around the perimeter, but the ball is thrown away off the hands of Camden Cleveland. And it'll be a reach-in foul on Clark Ivett. It's not the NBA, so there's no transition take foul. I believe it would have been, but it ends up being a really smart foul from Clark Ivett, and the Generals turn it over on their inbounds. A 2-on-1 fast break. Right-handed spin layup is no good, and they're going to call a travel on the Generals. Camden Cleveland sacrifices her body for that offensive rebound, and with the General trying to rip it away from her on the floor, ended up successfully ripping it away, but instead ended up traveling. Clark Ivett kicks it to Cleveland on the right wing, and she double dribbled. So that possession, all 4, not going right back to the Generals. 19-13, 6:09 remaining in the third quarter. Generals break the press and have a 3-on-2. A nice job from Riley Fields. Initially gets a tip, now gets a steal right in the middle of the paint. Kicks it out to her point guard, Clark Ivett. And the Generals get a steal from behind and now have a 1-on-0 fast break. Clark Ivett gets another block, her fifth of the evening, and Riley Fields gets a block, but they're going to call a foul. A foul on the left-handed layup, and Riley Fields doesn't agree with it. And to be honest with you, I don't either. Generals a little out of control on that possession. Clark Ivett getting her fifth block of the evening. But Riley Fields picking up the personal foul. The first free throw for the Generals is up, and it is good. Apologies. Again, I have the names but not the numbers. And the score booth has the numbers but not the names, so a bit of a mix-up. The second free throw is up and no good. A jump ball. And the arrow in favor of the Warriors. And most importantly, we know the Warriors are up 19-14, 5:44 remaining in the third quarter. Generals now showing a little bit of full court pressure, but they break it with Clark Ivett. Ball rolling around inside the perimeter. Ivett picks it up, a pump fake from Sydney Dunlap. She kicks it to the middle. Riley Fields, right where the imaginary semicircle would be, gets the layup to go. She's on the board. The Warriors lead by a touchdown, 21-14. Clark Ivett gets the steal, and the right-handed layup is good, plus the foul. Clark Ivett showing out on the defensive side of the basketball, gets rewarded now in the points category as well. She had 9 at the half, already has 4 here in the third quarter, looking to make it 5. With the old-fashioned three-point play, the Warriors lead 23-14. Her free throw is up, and it is good. What a great free throw shooter Clark Ivett has shown to have been. Full court pressure, another steal. This time it's by Sydney Dunlap. Gets cut off right around the elbow. Tries to kick it to Riley Fields, but the Generals get a hand in there, and it gets stolen away. 2-on-2 fast break. This time tipped by Clark Ivett and stolen by Riley Fields. Ivett will now slow her dribble crossing the half court. 4:50 to play here in the third quarter. Warriors with a 24-14 advantage over the Generals of Horseshoe Bend. They kick it around in the corner. Now back out to Ivett. Now to Dunlap. Now back to Ivett. She's going to get doubled at the top of the key. The running floater is up and off the right side of the rim. Ripped down by number 23 of the Generals. They would love for her to get going. She had the first 5 points of the game. The running three-pointer, wow, is up and no good. Rebounded by Sydney Dunlap. Ivett kicks it to the wing, now into the corner. Now back to the wing and gets stolen away. Bodies all over the floor. Ball gets fielded by the Generals at half court. It's a 2-on-1 fast break. Great defense from Clark Ivett. The lefty layup is no good. The offensive rebound is fielded by the Generals, but Camden Cleveland forces another jump ball for the Warriors. The possession arrow will keep it with the Generals. It'll be subs for Lee Scott Academy, but the Generals will take a 30-second break. We'll step aside here for 30 as well. Warriors have opened things up here in the third quarter. Lead by 10, 24-14. Don't go anywhere. Lee Scott varsity girls action continues in a moment.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Warriors have opened it up here in the third quarter, led 17-13, now lead 24-14, halfway through the third quarter. Inbounds under their own basket gets stolen away by the Warriors. They don't have numbers, so they slow it down with Clark Ivett, but instead they try and get it to her, but it gets stolen away. A one-on-one fast break. The lefty layup is up and no good. Gets her own rebound. That layup is up, and it is short, but gets hacked on the way up. I believe it was Sutton Lewis coming down the close. He's got a piece of the elbow, so the Generals will shoot two. 3:43 remaining in the third quarter. That free throw is up, and it is short. A nice crowd still continuing to file in here at Samford Gymnasium. But if you couldn't make it here in person, we thank you for tuning along on Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, or the Radio Alabama app. You can follow along all season long. Clark Ivett kicks it to the corner. The three ball from Sydney Dunlap is no good. Offensive rebound from Camden Cleveland. She kicks it to Sutton Lewis. Now back to Ivett along the left wing. And a double team going to stop. Ivett kicks it now to the corner. And Dunlap, she has nowhere to go. Kicks it to Ivett. And now kicks it to Camden Cleveland. She cuts it back. Baseline goes the other way, rather. And her free throw, her layup is no good. Layup right around the free throw line is up, and it is no good. And they will say that it was last touched by a Warrior. It'll be General Basketball going left to right on your radio dial. 24-16, 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. And they're going to get Sydney Dunlap with the reach. Inbounds. Right around half court. The Generals throw it away into the hands of two Warriors. It's Camden Cleveland that comes away with it. Cleveland doesn't have a point recorded tonight, but has done so many things well. Has forced three or four tie-ups, a bunch of rebounds as well, a couple steals added to her name. Sutton Lewis, the elbow jumper. Thought she got hit on the arm, but instead they say that it was short. Saved by Zellner. Now back to Lewis. And Camden Cleveland ended up coming away with the ball after it rolled around for a minute. And a loose ball foul by the Generals as Cleveland got undercut. She gets up under her own power. Warriors inbounded along the E, the first E in Lee Scott. Three ball in the far corner from Dunlap is too strong. Another jump ball forced by Cleveland again. And the Warriors keep possession thanks to the possession arrow. Dunlap can't buy a three here in the third quarter. Does have two, hit one in each of the first two quarters. Tried to work it inside to the Warriors. Gets tripped, but no foul. The Generals now have numbers. Missed a wide-open left-handed layup. Camden Cleveland fights for the loose ball. Is unable to get it, but it rolls around into the paint. And Sydney Dunlap records the steal and gets cut off and bumped out of bounds. They're going to get the Generals on a blocking foul. Tried to cut her off, but sideline. But didn't quite have the position. .215 to play here in the third quarter. Warriors with a 24-15 advantage. And they're going to get a travel from Sydney Dunlap. Didn't see much there, to be honest with you, unless she was trying to feed the lady in the paint and her feet came out. She was jumping and held on to the basketball, but a turnover for the Warriors going the other way. The right wing three for the Generals is up and too strong. A fight for it and saved by the Generals. Gets volleyball tipped out to the top of the key. Another right-handed layup. Fight for it and saved by the Generals. Gets volleyball tipped out to the top of the key. Another right-handed layup for the Generals is no good. Putback is too strong. And Clark Ivett gets the rebound, but it gets ripped out of her hands. But they'll say that it stays with the Warriors. 24-15. Warriors lead with a minute and a half to play here in the third quarter. Clark Ivett dribbling up the right side. Gets it knocked away from her. But it'll stay with the Warriors. The Warriors are in their home whites. The Generals in their Road Reds. Both teams with very similar colors. They try and feed it to Lucy Zellner along the left block, but didn't have the position, and it hits the bottom of the backboard, and the Generals now have a run out with Clark Ivan. Another block by number one in white, her sixth of the contest. Clark Ivett, my goodness. 14 points in the score column. Six blocks and a couple steals as well, and it should be a travel. And it is going the way of the Warriors. 1:10 to play here in the third quarter on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Christian Griffin bringing you all of tonight's action on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And I believe they're calling a technical foul on Coach Corey Harris. She was talking to one of her players on the floor, I believe was talking to Clark Ivan, as the ball got stolen. But the referee was right there, and I think he took offense to whatever was being said. And the Generals will now shoot two free throws. Again, I mean, she was turned around and was yelling at her bench, or at worst was talking to Clark Ivett. But the official was not having any of it. The technical free throw is up. And it is good. We'll have another one on the way. Second free throw is up and is also good. And you hope that that's not the spark that Horseshoe Bend needed. Again, it was 17-13 at the halftime break. But now 24-17 following the two technical free throws. And Horseshoe Bend will have the ball following this 30-second timeout. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Varsity Girls Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
To 17, 102 remaining in the third quarter. Warriors lead the Generals of Horseshoe Bend here late in the third quarter. Warriors get a steal as the Generals tried to work their way inside. So we'll go the other way with 51 seconds remaining. Clark Ivett, the free throw jumper is up, and it is good. Clark Ivett now with 7 in the quarter, and the Warriors have extended their lead to 9. But a fast break layup is up and no good. Offensive rebounds is up, and that's no good, but they're going to say that Zellner hacked her on the arm going up. I thought she got all ball, and her facial reaction would say so as well. But the referees did not see it that way, so the Generals will shoot two. 35.9 remaining in the third quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Wherever you're tuned in from, thank you for tuning in and for your support all season long of Lee Scott Academy Basketball. Christian Griffin here bringing you all of tonight's action with Lee Scott and Horseshoe Bend. The JV boys picked up a dominating win over the JV boys of Horseshoe Bend. The varsity girls now out in front by 8 with 33 seconds to play. The elbow jumper from Dunlap is no good, but forces a travel after the offensive rebound. 27.4 remaining in the third quarter. Warriors with a 26-18 advantage. They kick it down low to Lucy Zellner, and her right-handed layup is up, and it is good. Warriors extend their lead to double digits, and Zellner now gets a steal along the interior of the paint with 13 seconds. Ivan works her way along the right side, and prior to the layup, we'll get a hand check. So 11.2 remaining in the third quarter. And that, with that being the fifth foul for Horseshoe Bend, Clark Ivett will shoot free throws. First one is up, and it is off the left side of the iron. Miss Clark, if you go back and listen to this game, that first one is on me following that last free throw. I talked about how good of a free throw shooter she is. That one is up and is nothing. But Net Ivett now with 8 points in the quarter, and the Lee Scott Warriors force another travel following the inbound. Ivett now with 17 of the Warriors' 29 here in the contest. And with 10 seconds to play, the Warriors can't hold for the last shot. Ivett kicks it to the corner. And Sydney Dunlap gets hacked trying to go baseline with 4.5. She'll now shoot two. And the Warriors really have a chance to extend this lead heading into the fourth quarter. First free throw is up, and she's able to rattle it home. Her first points of the second half. She now has 7, looking for 8 here on free throw number 2. And it's going to be a lane violation. I believe it was from Lucy Zellner. Tried to keep her feet, used a little tightrope act, but was unable to get so. So the Warriors go 1-for-1 technically at the free throw line. The 18-foot jumper is off the back iron and no good. Warriors, after leading 17-13 at the halftime break, now lead 30-18 as we finish up with the third. Don't go anywhere. The final 8 minutes of Lee Scott Academy girls varsity basketball will continue after this 60-second break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Four down, 8 to go here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Basketball inbound goes to the Generals, and they get a right-handed layup 6 seconds into the fourth quarter to cut into the lead. Warriors now lead 31-20. Again, just underway here in the fourth quarter. Ivett kicks it to the far corner. Riley Fields now posted up on the right block. First one is no good. Gets her offensive rebound, and the second layup is up, and it is good. Riley Fields with an offensive rebound and a putback. She now has 4 points in the contest, and the Warriors extend that lead back to 13. Should be a moving screen. But instead, they're going to say that the foul was on Stella Henderson. No, it was on the... It was a moving screen on the Generals. And now a little bit of discussion. Yes, they will say a moving screen on the left wing. Basketball is going back to the Warriors. Generals double team Ivett, and she kicks it to Stella Henderson right around the far side of the volleyball line. She gets shoved out of bounds. So two quick fouls in the first 43 seconds for the Generals. Christian Griffin here bringing you all of tonight's action inside of Samford Gymnasium. And a reminder, about 10 or 15 minutes following the conclusion of the varsity girls game, the varsity boys will take on Horseshoe Bend as well. Warriors try to get the ball into the paint, but it goes off the leg of a Warrior. It'll be Generals basketball with 7:06 to play in the fourth quarter. Ball almost gets stolen around, or almost gets stolen, was rolling around. And the initial referee said that it's Lee Scott basketball. I believe they're going to get that change as it went off the foot of Ivett, I believe. And they will say that it is Generals basketball. After a short discussion, I do believe that is the correct call. We're now going back to the right side, as the official tells one of his fans at Horseshoe Bend to pipe down a little bit. Riley Fields gets a steal, and I believe they're going to get her for a walk afterwards. They do. So a turnover compounded with another turnover. And it's all for naught. Generals will take over on the A, or inbounded on the A, under their own basket. But Riley Fields gets another steal. She kicks it to Ivett with 6:50 to play. She'll run it up the right side of the floor. Now with a crossover, the 8-foot jumper is too strong. Rebound ripped down by the Generals. They have numbers if they try to use it. Clark Ivett, great contest, but the left-handed layup is up, and it is good. Number 23 for the Generals had the first 5 points of the night. Gets another layup to go, and the lead cut back down to 11 with 6.5 to play here in the fourth quarter. Camden Cleveland kicks it to the corner, the pump fake. Now back to Ivett. 6-foot jumper is up, and it is good. Clark Ivett gets on the board here in the fourth quarter. She now has 20, averages 18 a game, so that average is going to go up, and the Generals turn it over, pass it over to the bench with their assistant coach, and the Warriors will take over. 35-22, your score here with 6:03 remaining in the contest. They try and double team Clark Ivett again. That shows the difference maker that the freshman is, and yes, the freshman for the Warriors. Again, we got to be a part of her eighth grade year where she still played very, very valuable minutes for this Warrior squad. Now is a ninth grader. You're continuing to see the growth from number one in white. Gets double teamed as she brings the ball up the floor. They kick it to the wing. Now back to her, and she now kicks it to the left wing, but it gets stolen away. Camden Cleveland almost gets a steal and runs two or three steps up the stairs here right in front of us on the home sideline. It'll be Generals basketball sideline right, and they try and work a little give and go, but they're going to say a foul in the paint. It'll be a 34. That's Riley Fields with the reach-in foul with 5.5 to play here in the fourth quarter. Warriors with a 34-22 advantage. They throw it to the top of the key, and again, try and work a give and go. The jump shot right behind the right block is up, and it is good for number three in red. Clark Ivett will bring it up to Camden Cleveland, who kicks it to the corner. Three ball from Sydney Dunlap is short. And the Generals now have numbers, a Euro step, and that right-handed layup is no good. Ripped down. Nice rebound from Riley Fields. She'll now outlet it to Clark Ivett, who dribbles her way all the way under the basket, but had nothing going. Then tries to outlet it to the top of the key in Sydney Dunlap, but she's going to get called for the foul. Not a bad foul. Again, no transition take foul in high school basketball. Would have been a wide open layup, but instead they'll force her, or force the Generals rather, to set up their offense in the half court and allow the defense for the Warriors to set up as well. Under 5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarters. Fourth quarter Warriors leading by 10, and Camden Cleveland picks up another steal for the Warriors. Our hands have been so active on the defensive side and especially on the offensive side, getting some rebounds as well. Clark Ivett works her way inside the paint and gets a right-handed floater to go along the far side. Warriors force a steal as well. Camden Cleveland tried to work the right block, but her shot gets blocked. Generals going the other way quickly. Is no good. Clark Ivett with a wide open right-handed layup. Back-to-back layups by Clark Ivett. And she now has 6 here in the fourth quarter. Warriors, 4 quick points, have extended the lead. It's now 38-24, 4:15 to play here in the first quarter. And the Warriors will take a timeout. Coach Corey Harrison all the way out onto the floor, giving high fives all the way around, crediting that Lee Scott Academy defense. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
With 4:15 to go here in the fourth quarter of the varsity girls game, the Lee Scott Academy Warriors lead the Generals of Horseshoe Bend 38-24. Warriors will have the ball on an inbound right around the second E in Lee Scott under their own basket. Working right to left on your radio dial, Camden Cleveland drives away inside, gets tripped, but no call. Clark Ivett, the corner three, contested is too strong. Riley Fields rips down the offensive rebound. Fires it to Camden Cleveland. Her layup is up, and it is good. Nice vision from Riley Fields and from Camden Cleveland to work her way through contact. She now gets rewarded on the offensive side in the point column. Generals try and go quickly. Their layup is no good. Riley Fields with another rebound. She kicks it out to Clark Ivett, working her way past half court, and she will draw a foul, the fourth of the quarter for the Generals. So the final 3:44, another foul for the Generals, and the Warriors will be in the bonus shooting free throws. Warriors with a 16-point advantage, just under 3:45 to play in the fourth quarter. See if the Warriors slow things down a little bit, try to use some clock each possession. Number four for the Generals tried to pick the pocket of Clark Ivett, but instead will get called for a personal foul. And as I mentioned now, that with being the fifth foul for the Generals, Ivett will shoot two free throws. First free throw is up, and it is too strong. Clark Ivett has taken over this game single-handedly, had two in the first, seven in the second, eight in the third, and now has six, looking for seven in the fourth. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Now 7 points in the fourth quarter for Clark Ivett. The Warriors lead 41-24. A left-handed layup for the Generals on the fast break is up, and she gets that one to go, plus the foul, looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. It is number 14 in red. Most importantly, that stops the clock for the Warriors. Can't give up 3 points with the clock not moving. Free throw is up. And can't get it to rattle home, but the offensive rebounds by the Generals. Put back is up and no good. Camden Cleveland working the right side. And through some physicality, ripped through one defender. But the Generals showing a little frustration as well. Camden Cleveland, again, deserves so much credit here tonight. Has forced three or four jump balls, has a couple blocks, a bunch of steals as well. Got her first 2 points a moment ago, looking for points three and four here at the free throw line. The Generals will sub a guard for a guard. Number 21, two dribbles and a spin in the right hands, and the free throw is up and too strong. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Camden Cleveland now with 3 points on the evening. Generals break the fast break and have numbers, but really nice hands from Riley Fields. She gets another steal. She'll give it to her point guard, Ivett, who works her way along the right sideline, and she'll back things up. Looks to set the offense, and most importantly, chew a little bit of clock as well. Kicks it to the corner, now to the baseline, and Riley Fields spins to her left into the teeth of the defense and is unable to get the left-handed layup to go. And they're going to get Camden Cleveland, I believe. They're actually going to call a carry on the Generals, and we're going the other way. Camden Cleveland forcing yet another turnover. The toughness and physicality of number 21 in white tonight paying dividends for the Warriors. Ivett standing at the volleyball line will kick it to the far corner. who tries to feed it to Riley Fields. And it's going to be a wrestle for the basketball, but I believe that Fields stepped on the baseline. It'll be Generals basketball. Generals break the full court press for the Warriors. To throw it away, saved right around the three-point line. Right-footed 15-foot floater. We've seen a running three and now a running. Again, I mean, a floater that's only a step or two inside the three-point line. That one's no good, but the Warriors knock it out of bounds. 2:21 remaining in the fourth quarter. Warriors lead 42-26. A pump fake on the corner three. That jumper is no good, and three bodies fall to the floor, and that will go out of bounds. A discussion about which player knocked it out. I believe it should be Horseshoe Bend basketball. And it will, as two Warriors collided and knocked over a General as well. It will stay with the Generals here right in front of us on the home side of Sanford Gymnasium. Almost a five count, and Camden Cleveland again causing havoc on the defensive side of the basketball, knocks that one away. It will remain with the Generals. 2:10 to play here in the fourth quarter. Cleveland this time kicks it away on the inbounds pass. That speaks for the toughness and the physicality on defense for Camden Cleveland. That time they get it up to the short corner. Layup is no good. Rebound ripped down by guess who? Camden Cleveland. She now feeds it to Clark Ivett. And a whistle was blown. I believe the whistle was blown because Dunlap was holding her face. Might have gotten a finger to the nose of the eye, but she will remain on the floor. 2 minutes even remaining in the fourth quarter. Warriors with a 16-point advantage over the Generals of Horseshoe Bend. Ivett working her way along the left side. Now towards the right. Tries to kick it to the corner. Almost stolen, but a nice job by Sydney Dunlap to recover the basketball. Now down to Lucy Zellner. Tries to spin her way. Right-handed free throw. Right-handed layup, rather. Is too strong. Camden Cleveland fights for the offensive rebound, and she knocks it away. It will go with the Generals. 1:35 remaining in the fourth quarter. A baseball throw is stolen by Sydney Dunlap. The right-handed layup is no good. But that ball will be knocked out of bounds and will remain Warrior basketball. Warriors under their own basket try to set up an out-of-bounds play, but instead turn it over, and it's a fast break for the Generals. And that gets blocked from Ivett. Once again, Camden Cleveland stepped on the baseline, but is going to get away with it. A three-on-one, but it gets knocked out of bounds. Clark Ivett, her seventh block of the contest. And with 1:15, Warriors will inbound the basketball under their own basket. Ivett will relay it to her escape lady around the volleyball line. Now back to Ivett. In the corner, one dribble. Her corner three is up and too strong. Rebound ripped down by the Generals as we hit 1 minute to play. Another turnover, this time a steal from Sydney Dunlap. She will slow things down. And a foul. They're actually going to call a travel on Dunlap. She shows a little bit of frustration, but Coach Corey Harrison right there to give her a little hug. And a pep talk with 54.5 remaining. Warriors lead by 16. Generals try to get a layup, then try to get a save, and they're going to say that it was out on Clark Ivett. The Generals will inbound the basketball under their own basket with 47.7 remaining in the contest. Ball working around the perimeter, now sits on the right wing. They try and feed it to the right block, but it goes over the head. Cleveland picks up another steal and gets her pocket ripped. That ball goes out of bounds and will stay with the Warriors. 38.4 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Warriors looking just to run out the remainder of the clock and pick up their second victory of the young season. Ivett with a crossover, works her way to the right. That layup is up and is good over two defenders. Clark Ivett now with nine in the fourth quarter. Generals get a wide open fast break layup over the hands of Clark Ivett. 44-28 now your score. As we hit under 10 seconds to play, Ivett will just dribble this one out. As we hit 3, 2, and 1. And with that, the Warriors pick up their second win of the season. Coach Corey Harrison moves to 2-1 on the young season with a 44-28 victory over the Generals of Horseshoe Bend. Warriors 2-0 so far tonight with the JV boys and the varsity girls. Don't go anywhere. We'll get you started with the post-game report as well as the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip off with the varsity boys game, which will take place here in about 10 or 15 minutes on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Varsity girls are victorious, 44-28. We'll be back in 2 minutes. As the varsity boys begin to take their way to the court again, we'll be back in 2 minutes here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
It's the Lee Scott Academy Basketball Russell Building Supply countdown to tip-off on Tiger Country 104.5.
Warriors 2-0 on the evening, taking down Horseshoe Bend in the JV boys game as well as the varsity girls game that just came to an end. Warriors win that one 44-28. Clark Ivett with 26 points leads the way for the Warriors. Sydney Dunlap picked up 7. Riley Fields with 2. Camden Cleveland with 3. Sutton Lewis and Lucy Zellner both tagged along 2 as well. But a really, really nice performance by Coach Corey Harrison's young squad. Again, she's talked about the youth of her team time and time again. And no better example than Clark Ivett, the freshman, the ninth grader, leading the way, serving as the captain of this Lee Scott Academy girls varsity team. Averages right around 18 a game, but 26 tonight, led the way for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Also had seven blocks on the evening, and the entire defense for Lee Scott played really, really well. Riley Fields, Lucy Zellner, Camden Cleveland all played really, really well on the defensive side of the basketball. Camden Cleveland, the first one that comes to mind, with getting non-recorded stats, if you will, but playing really, really well on the defensive side of the basketball. Forced four or five jump balls following defensive rebounds or following offensive rebounds that kept the arrow or kept the basketball with Lee Scott Academy and allowed them to capitalize on a bunch of big-time buckets late down the stretch. Again, the Warriors led 17-13 at the halftime break following an 8-2 run. And following that, never ever looked back, winning this one by 16, 44-28. And we now transition to the varsity boys game, where both Lee Scott Academy and Horseshoe Bend getting in their final jump shots, final warm-ups. We're about 5 minutes away from the opening tip-off at William J. and Evelyn B. Samford Gymnasium. And a reminder that both of these games tonight are presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. And if you go, you gotta grab some of that cornbread. I mean, it is a sponge cake, and it is absolutely fantastic. Grab one of those chicken sandwiches for me as well. And then just think of Lee Scott Academy basketball while you enjoy it. But four and a half until we get underway here of the boys varsity, who are 3-0 on the season. Last time we were here, they ran Lochapoca out of the gym. Won that one 66-35. But actually played last night as well, so that could possibly come into play as well, trying to keep some of the legs fresh for some of these players as the Warriors looking at the schedule again. 3-0, beat Lafayette 75-63. Lochapoca, as I mentioned, 66-35. And Trinity Presbyterian, they won that one. Trying to find the score over there. It was 70-53. So a 17-point win, an impressive win on the road, but excited to be back on their home court, looking to move to 4-0 on the young season. We'll take a short break here in the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip off. We'll come back, get you starting lineups and some of those keys to the game as the Warriors look to move to 4-0 on the young season. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.